Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Rob Spiewak, I'm hearing you better than I've ever heard you, which is good for me.
Or is it going to prove annoying?
Because
of the stuff will be, you know.
What annoys sometimes is when I can't hear you, and you'll say one of your, what I like to call your WAs.
WA.
Your witty asides. And I miss it. So, and for a segment of the listening audience, I think it's really important for me to hear everything you have to say and pay rapt attention to it.
Yes,
because
I think that's
otherwise,
important.
Josh saw me going through my fan mail before we came on today, which is funny. I'm sorry. I am really, sometimes I'm a little goofy today. We'll get to that as well.
Doesn't show.
Just a little bit goofy. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you along for the ride.
Thank you, John Tesh.
Today. So yesterday, Mr. Soroka, the executive producer and business manager for TMOS, made his way from the northern part of the state down to the southern part of the state and arrived, what, about 6 o'clock probably?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and
about 6.
6 o'clock, and immediately you would think got to work. No, we whisked him away. He was not out of the car 15 minutes before we put him in another car to take him to the happy place, because we like to take people to our dive locations when we're down here. And it was,
I don't know that the RIA is a dive.
I don't think it's a dive. I wouldn't classify it as a total dive. The Buffalo Chips. That's a dive.
Yeah.
That's a full-fledged, wonderful, delicious dive. So it was off to Mia, and I'll be honest with you. We've had a very nice little visit, getting to know Josh, and dinner was fun. But I was really palpably disappointed when he ordered a salad. I just couldn't help myself.
Oh, my God,
really,
at the RIA?
You know what? I didn't expect him. I know he's not a teetotaler, but he doesn't drink a lot. So that didn't surprise me when he ordered was it a Coke or a Diet Coke? I forgot.
It was the regular Coke.
The regular Coke.
That's good. That's
Coke.
Nice. I like that.
So the salad. But the thing that I will tell you that I don't think, and Rob doesn't know this, right, Josh? Because he has never seen you in person either.
No, I think we're going to meet in next month.
I will tell you this, that the door knock comes and the dogs go nuts,
woof,
and
woof, woof.
Mr. Soroka is outside and comes through the door, bending down to get underneath the top of the door. He is a tall drink of water. I now officially work with two men who are much taller than I am. He is.
I didn't picture him. This was your lead story in the text you sent me last night.
Yes,
and I mean, you envision people, you work with people, you talk with people, and you have to sort of, you know, picture them in your mind. I know exactly what his face looks like, but I pictured him about your height.
Nothing could be further from the truth. He is 6'4".
Good.
He's taller than you.
Good heavens. And with that hair, probably 6'6".
The hair probably does add a couple more inches, yes.
I pictured a much more diminutive man. I really did.
Well, not like Hervé Villechaize, but I mean,
no,
like...
No, but I pictured... who would be a good example? I'm trying to think. I pictured a tiny man. A tiny man. I pictured a...
Like Kevin Hart?
No, not in that way. I pictured a waif-like man. Really small.
Well,
it's not small. He's tall and thin.
He's
so
tall
he came
and thin.
Across.
Yeah, 6'4" is
small. And we're talking about you like you're not even here, Josh.
Well, I never thought about the fact that we've only met from basically the waist up.
Yeah, like a television.
Yeah,
person,
yeah. But I always have asked for a waist down meeting, and no one has complied.
Yeah,
But that's my dad is 6'4". I'm 6'2" if I stand up straight. And Mike, you're what, 5'2"?
I'm 5'1".
That's right.
I'm 5'1". We represent. So that was the big surprise when.
How did Carla react? Like, hey, big
She
spender.
Went, hey, hey, big boy. You know, what was the person on TMOS Uncensored that was saying you came down here to steal Carla from me?
That it's a long game to get Carla from you. The entire thing.
She does like you an awful lot. She's she was very excited.
I appreciate the long game.
She nested before his arrival yesterday. Everything was being fluffed and everything. Maybe that was not the right choice of words.
Otherwise, it'd be a good day for you.
Everything was being, spruced up.
Yeah.
And cleaned. And then because now our official guest room is studio room again.
Yes.
We moved Michael, who is now, he's not any smaller, into the marital bedroom.
I would so quickly put him on. You've got that lovely couch. Put him on the couch. He's of a
couch
age. Well,
Carla ultimately took the couch.
Okay.
It went like this. It went Michael running into our bedroom, kind of excited because he's still just 10.
Right.
And I said, oh, aren't you excited? And he says to me, ball crusher. This is exactly what he said. Ball crusher McGee in the house.
Oh, I remember when we called him that. He had a promo.
And yeah, that was one of the best ones that Mark Riddell ever did. And so then it went to Michael sleeping bag on the floor next to the bed, both dogs in the bed, and then at...
Well, with both dogs in the bed, couldn't you crate Michael?
He'd fit in it.
Yeah.
He could fit in it.
Sure.
It ended up with when I woke up this morning and the dogs were stirring. And they normally don't. They normally sleep through the night. Now, when we went to Iguanamia, it was Josh had a Coke. Carla had a sangria margarita.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy, because, you know, any excuse to shake things up with a guest, I still go into full guest mode. So I felt someone had to have alcohol, and that someone had to be
How
me.
Is that full guest mode that
because
you
it's
drink?
Like, even though this is a rapid, work trip where he comes down and he
By the time people hear this, he'll likely be home.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the I still had that we have somebody visiting. So that was it. And I
Celebration.
I was pretty sure that was going to be it. Because really, there was a little work to be done. He finished up. We're going to get to the reason he finished up rather quickly, and I believe it's my prowess as an engineer myself.
Now you're playing the long game for taking credit.
Well, why not,
Mike?
So two margaritas for me. Last night.
Before we compound the story on two margaritas, I have a TMOS flashback.
Fathers, podcasters, get set for real gonad-crushing action this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Big Capital Center. It's the TMOS Hot Rod Thrill-tacular. New for 2020. Rookie champion Michael William O'Mara behind the wheel of the V8 Supercharged Ball Crusher McGee truck.
Ball Crusher McGee.
He's the killer to your dong pillow. Putting the slap tag on your jam bag. It's a slobber knocker in your sleep number. Sack stomping, testicle tearing, gonad annihilating action.
Bonus.
Get more ball-breaking action every week with a TMOS bonus show subscription. Subscribe today and don't be cruel to the family jewel.
Quit sucking.
Ball Crusher McGee.
Thank you, Mark.
And Riddell did the editing for that, right?
Of course. Yeah, that's a total Mark.
Did Amato do ever any of the editing?
I don't think Amato is more of a voice talent than an editor, I think.
I thought so. That's it. Tell him to learn. Sorry.
Mike.
I just remember I was listening, and all I'm thinking, it's great to have Jim Amato back on the show. And then I was thinking, we need more of that, jumping around.
Yeah,
and then I realized it's like, you could probably assist him with that to a degree, right?
Yeah, I could. Absolutely. Jim, reach out. I'm right here.
So that's what we'll look for. I miss him. I miss him terribly when you play that. That was such
a
great time.
You have no idea how much I miss him.
Yeah, he's your bud.
TMOS Classic.
To get a little palate cleanser right
Please.
Now, I want to give you a, and we're up on a break already, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Quickie right here.
Because Oscar's a blabbermouth.
We're sitting on the, that was mostly me blabbering, but we're sitting on the patio, the lanai, the porch, the concrete, where the outdoor chairs are.
Yeah.
There we
Doing
go.
Doing some slab sitting.
And I hear a,
I hear a
squirrel in the tree in back of our yard, in the back of our house, going, and they make these like
clicky noises.
Like he's upset. He's like, and I look down, and the and Frankie, the Chihuahua, is just staring at him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the sun is going down. And at one point, there are two thoughts that I had here. At one point, you just get the squirrel in profile.
Yes.
And never, ever have I become more aware that a squirrel is really a rat.
Rat with a fuzzy tail. Truly, that's it.
It's rat. You get the side profile,
yeah.
And that is pure rodent. Mm-hmm. That is pure. And you don't think of squirrels that
As
way.
As a rule,
lot, you know?
Are you a fan of squirrels?
I can take them or leave them.
Not a fan.
Not a fan of
I
squirrels.
I like the ballsy squirrels. And not the squirrels that are walking around.
By the way, they're playing at Gabe's this weekend. No cover charge.
With acorns in their mouths.
The ballsy squirrels.
The ones that run up to people's porches and like eat the bird seed and say hello to the owners.
We had a couple ballsy squirrels that would destroy our jack-o'-lanterns.
See?
Yeah.
I think you know what? I think I can best A-holes. Answer that, whether I like squirrels or not. I am a true fan of the bungee squirreling. I think that is pure fun.
Mike.
When you say, because it doesn't hurt the squirrel and the squirrels run off. It doesn't. They run off. I don't think they get hurt that badly.
Oh, so, they're certainly relocated.
Real quickie, Frankie, this squirrel's going. Yeah. And I'm like, I said, what is it? And the tail's doing that tink, 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 that little twitch. And he's looking at Frankie. And this standoff becomes fascinating. Stops the conversation out on the patio. We're looking at this. Look at this.
You know, they're this in a similar weight class.
Yes, they're in a similar weight class because Frankie looks the size of a squirrel.
Right.
So suddenly the squirrel darts off and runs up inside the tree. Now the tree is right in back of the screened-in porch that we have.
Mm.
And Lanai's down here, for those of you that are not Floridians, the porch, they're all screened in.
Yes.
They're screened in and they cover so you don't get the bugs eating you.
Right.
And all of a sudden you hear this, and I look up, and the squirrel...
What?
Is directly over Frankie, splayed out on top of the screen, looking straight down at Frankie.
Like attack mode.
Basically,
like attack mode.
Teabagging and you, him.
And then
oh, dear.
The reason this story comes to fruition here on the show, then, without any hesitation at all, the squirrel urinates down onto the lanai.
What?
You actually see squirrel pee. Yellow squirrel pee. That comes down and almost lands on Frankie.
Oh my God.
One never thinks of a squirrel urinating.
And my wife says, I think he just peed on Frankie. I'm like, and I look up and there it is. There it is, the little drop where it's coming through the screen.
He showed Frankie
and
then of course, what?
Domination.
Yep.
And then he's off. And then he's off. It's like, I'll show you.
Yeah.
And he runs off. And of course, what does Frankie do? He sniffs it.
Of course.
Because that's what dogs do. That's what they do. The fouler, the nastier. God, I hate that.
That's
one
that
thing I hate
was.
About dogs. I hate about dogs.
They sniff.
Like, sniff everything.
But after seeing
who peed
the pee.
Here? Who pooped here? Who peed here? Who pooped
after
here?
After seeing the pee, was the squirrel properly hydrated?
No.
Okay.
The answer would be no.
Okay.
No. The squirrel could have used a liquid IV or two. Absolutely.
TMOS Classic.
You get tired of cooking. And you can't go into a restaurant. Well, you can, I suppose, if you want to. We choose as a family not to, unless it's outside or a drive-through window. So we are probably enjoying bad food, but because it's a drive-through window, we're doing that more. I talked about KFC.
Sure.
I talked about other ones. So not a lot of options in the wilds of Maine where we are, but it would seem to me that the fine people at Dairy Queen, I would like to offer a compliment. Years and years ago, we had in the great state of Florida, Dairy Queen just down the street. And I'm going to tell you something because I mean it. After all these years, they still serve what I consider to be one of the finest simple hot dogs money can buy. I think it's terrific. If you buy a chili cheese dog at Dairy Queen, I just don't think you're going to be disappointed. I think it's a fine product. I think it's solid, and it's a real, real go-to. So, yes, Rob.
And you know what's amazing? What's amazing, it's not even in the name. It's like their secret weapon. They don't even mention the fact that they do hot dogs and food like that. Dairy Queen, you think ice cream, but they've still got that in. They've got that quiver. They've got that arrow in their quiver. The greatest hot dog out there.
It would be the standard food stuff of a Dairy Queen. So yesterday, we go into town after I do the show. We go into town. Carla's been very proud of me for successfully installing the faucet.
Oh, yeah.
I figured out how to do the little stopper
thing. Oh, you did
thing.
The thing?
Nice. I finally got the right ratchet, and I was able to lock it down and get that. By the way, it's one of the worst mechanical engineering feats in modern history. When you look at the stopper, the thing that makes it go up and down. So it's off to town, and Carla says to me, what are you in the mood for? I'm like, well, there are not many options, Carla. There really aren't. We can go to this one place or this one place. I said, why don't we go to Big Sandwich?
Ooh.
That's the name of the place. Big Sub, I think it's called. Or it's called Ellsworth Sandwiches. But I think it's the sign says Ellsworth Big Sub Sandwiches.
Ooh.
And it's got an egg salad sandwich to die for. All right. So we
and people
roll in
need
there.
To know that when you go into town, this is not going across the street. This is an investment
of 20-minute ride.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an hour. It's an hour back and forth. No
exactly.
So we go into town, and it's about 25 minutes in, 25 minutes out. And, you know, what are you laughing at?
I really thought Ellsworth, and this is my reference to time and space, I thought it was like 10 in and 10 out. For some reason.
No, it's a long
it's
ride.
It's 20 if you're hauling.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
It's about 20 if you're hauling. And if you're getting back of one of those, you know, by golly, if you're getting back one of them pre-huggers in a Subaru, you might as well set aside 45 minutes to get your ass into Ellsworth. While you've got a 90-year-old woman that's going 14 miles an hour in a goddamn car, and it's frustrating. You know, Jesus Christ. My God, man. You know, I mean, and by the way, all those people play traffic cop, too. Don't come to a complete stop. Yes. Hi, Tina. Everything's good. Now, Tina drives a pickup truck. Pretty
sure. Yes, she does. Yes, she
does. I've seen her up here. I believe she drives a pickup.
Yo-ho!
Thank you. And how sad was it that they canceled the 4th of July parade? And I couldn't get my taken with
Don't even get me started on that.
It's rough.
Very sad. So you go in there, and Carla says, you know, I really don't feel like a sandwich. I'd like to get, you know what? You got one of those chili dogs. I said, I lived on them. I gained a ton of weight, but I lived on them because they were so yummy, yummy in my tummy. And so I get the egg salad at the Big Ellsworth Sandwich. My life is so pathetic right now. It's not even funny. I really just an incredible, I'm an incredible gourmet. I know my life is pathetic.
So, I got the egg salad.
Yeah, that's what I got.
It's the greatest in the world. It's
so good. What kind of bread?
It's like the long version of the hot dog roll they put a lobster roll on.
Oh, okay. Very good.
It's tasty.
Egg salad and lobster?
Carlo,
wow.
No. See, you're not paying attention. I know you get bored with food. Focus on the show.
I don't know enough about it.
It's an egg salad sandwich on a sub roll. Okay. That's what it is, basically, but it's yummy, yummy.
What's in egg salad? Just I don't know. I've never had one before.
You excuse me?
No.
That
sounded gross to me, so I've never tried it.
You have never had...
Not in my life.
That's a threefer from the audience. You have never had it.
Explains a lot, doesn't it?
Egg salad sandwich?
You'll never find egg salad, Mike, on Penny Dog Lane. Okay. Hot breaking news from my daughter, Julia. She's on her way to work in downtown Leesburg today. And for the first time, in front of the City Hall, no Confederate statue was taken down yesterday. So, attaboy, good riddance.
Who was it, Lee Mosby?
No, I believe it was, if memory serves.
Haley Barber?
It was a generic salute to the Confederate soldier. I don't think it was anyone in particular. But that's a big step. So, congratulations, Leesburg, for making the right choice.
A lot of that going on now. But a lot of people,
So, getting back to the...
thank you for that, Julia. We appreciate that. Regarding the egg salad... You have never have never enjoyed an egg salad sandwich.
It's a culinary blind spot, Mike.
It is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know. I am sure there are plenty of people that don't like them. But I would say that the simplicity of it and the deliciousness of it. You like eggs?
Yes. So tuna salad took me a long time to get past for a long time, but just
like get used to.
I was like, fine, I'll have some tuna salad. But my mom never really went out of her way to make either tuna salad or egg salad.
All right, egg salad to me is one of the all right, when you go to a party, have you ever had a deviled egg?
Yes, I'm not a fan of deviled eggs.
Oh,
like egg salad. No.
But would you say that as a rule, egg salad is more agreeable than tuna salad because it's blander?
Well, he doesn't know egg salad. He's never had egg salad. Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm just on a scale of.
Oh, I'll take egg salad over tuna salad any day of the week.
I had deviled eggs for the very first time when I was 32.
And you didn't care for it.
I was like, there's a lot going on here. A lot.
Rob, how many deviled eggs would you eat at a party if they were put out?
If they're put out, three or four halves, I would say. Yeah, absolutely.
They're delicious. I'm a fan. You got to like
smoked
eggs.
Paprika
you gotta,
on top. Nice.
Aren't they appetizers, right?
Yeah. They're appetizers. Yeah. And they're yummy, yummy. Love it. What the combination we're talking about is mayo and egg. That's what
mustard.
Now you're putting your hand
usually
up like maybe
little
you don't
mustard.
The ones that I saw and I had. Had the mayo, and maybe that's what I'm not a big mayonnaise guy.
Well, they mix the yolk with the mayo.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not
what
a big mayonnaise man.
Oh, you're not. Oh,
so
God. You're a toddler when it comes to food. Come on.
Adult if you love mayonnaise?
I think mayo. There are certain people that don't like mayonnaise, and I get it. And then there are other people like you that just were little kids, and you liked your little pizza rolls, and that's the stuff that you ate.
I like mayo, and like if mayo and ketchup are available, I'll mix that for my fries. But
all right.
I don't go out of my way to find mayo.
By the way, Oscar, treat yourself. Mix mayonnaise with barbecue sauce. Now you're talking.
Really?
Yes. That's the sauce they serve with fries at Red Robin.
Yeah. Well,
Red Robin.
It's funny you bring this up because yesterday on is it the Heinz ketchup company is now
Heinz.
I'm sorry. Putting out multiple incarnations of. Mayo and barbecue put together. Like, I would say that I don't have disdain for mayo because mayo is, well, I've been told.
Do you put mayonnaise on a sandwich?
No. I'm a mustard guy.
Oh, wow. My God.
Mustard has less calories.
Much less calories. Yeah. Many
it doesn't do a thing for tomatoes. And you need mayonnaise for tomatoes.
All right. Here it is. Maddie Masiello, egg salad, yay, nay?
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I knew she's got a sophisticated palate. Yeah. She's a foodie. She was raised by a food family. Of course, you're going to. Pony Boy Matt Bloom, egg salad.
Nay. I'm not a mayonnaise guy. I only like mayonnaise in a tuna salad.
Okay. All right. Have you ever had egg salad?
I have. Just didn't care for it.
You know what? His logic is flawed. His logic is flawed.
Because
if he has mayonnaise, no, you're flawed. If you have mayonnaise and tuna salad, why wouldn't you have mayonnaise and egg salad? Pony, do you eat eggs?
I do like eggs, for whatever reason.
It's flawed.
You caught me.
I'm not going to ask you to make it. It sounds like, Oscar, if I asked you to make it, or if I was there, if you were in my house, I'd make it for you, and I'd put it on white bread, like Wonder Bread, and
soft.
I would give you with nothing else, with no lettuce or anything, and just say, try this, see what you think, and you probably would hate it.
It's unhealthy, correct, egg salad?
It's not the healthiest thing you can eat.
It's loaded with protein.
Well, it is.
But it's loaded with fat as well.
It can be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A steak and cheese loaded with protein.
Wonderful.
Steak. Would you put on steakums? Would you put mayo on a steakum?
So this is, and be ready to be disgusted, American. I'm sorry.
All right.
Anytime they're like, any steak place, any steak and cheese place, like, do you want it the house way? And I'm like, does the house way include mayonnaise?
And they're like, yeah.
Yes. Right. Hold the mayo.
Hold the mayo.
Please put
so
ketchup on my steak. And
he'd hate it. He hasn't missed anything by missing eggs. I don't think it's worth the energy to give him that. But it's a great egg salad. Is finished.
Well, I'm willing to try it now. If you all love it so much, there's a reason.
I just don't think you'll like it. But I would. But, and also, you got to kind of get it either homemade. Here's the thing about great big super sandwich. Bad sign that I don't even know what the name of the joint is. They make their egg salad. After you order it, they have hard-boiled eggs there, and they make it fresh, and it's fantastic. And that's something you eat fresh. But the whole story I started that I have to wrap up with this,
please,
is that Mrs. O'Mara decides she wants a chili dog, and with this fasting thing, Mrs. O'Mara has been losing weight and occasionally having a bad meal, and still doing fine because of the fasting thing is working. The intermittent fasting is working, and she's very happy with it. So chili dog, no problem. Goes into the Dairy Queen. The truck hasn't come with the hot dog.
Oh,
what?
No.
Come on. You have one staple, Dairy Queen. You have one staple. You had one job that you are to serve people, and you don't have it. And I say shame, shame, shame on you, because it's a hot dog. This is not like something they had to slaughter in the morning. This is something you keep in the meat locker until 2028 without any problem, for Christ's sake. You're serving chili dogs. If I, and by the way, Carla went inside with a mask on, did not wait in the 12-car line where they were probably getting every other car. We don't have hot dogs because the truck didn't come. We decided we're too lazy to put a sign out and say no hot dog.
The 17-year-old sees her coming in with a mask. He says, oh, here comes Karen.
Wow.
Supply chain problem.
Yeah. Right. Oscar, yeah. If you get a chance, I would love you to try it.
Okay, maybe it's the name in Spanish. Ensalada de huevos does not sound appetizing.
No, it sounds like something with your testicle.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.